from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take Jones and Mego wherever you go. Just tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, play EEI, play Jones. This is Jones and Mego. Yeah, I hate Jones, Alexa, on WEEI.
Very light day for the quarterbacks. Still no first team reps for Drake May. I think people out there might be interested in that. However, I will say this. He's getting a different mix in front of him, and it's a better mix. So today he had guys that are quote-unquote starters right now, Chukwuma Okorafor and City So in front of him for the two-minute drill at the end. So he's not purely with the twos. It feels like they're trying to sprinkle in some starters in front of him to help give him a little bit better protection.
How's Phil Perry after yesterday's practice? What do the Patriots have scheduled for the rest of the week? I know it's not open to the public, but they have another three practices, right? Wednesday, Thursday. Is Friday a walkthrough? I don't know. Maybe Friday's a walkthrough.
I think Friday's going to be at the most a walkthrough.
Okay. So maybe two more real practices and then the preseason game on Saturday. I say real practices. One of those might be in shells for all I know. Not even a padded practice. So not a lot of opportunities to get more looks at Drake May for these reporters down there.
On Sunday, by the way.
The game's Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake. I thought it was Saturday. So Phil's saying that he's starting to mix in with more of these offensive linemen. You know, not the full offensive line, but more offensive linemen who would be considered top team offensive linemen. And why do you think the Patriots are doing that, Mego? Because you don't really believe that they're giving him a real chance to compete. You think, I don't know the exact word you use, but it's basically a fixed competition, right? Didn't you say that earlier?
It's rigged.
Rigged. Thank you. And so, why do you think they're doing this? Why are they giving him some of the other offensive line linemen, rather, as something they haven't done throughout the first however many weeks and months of the offseason?
It's rigged.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yes.
I don't understand what the point is of throwing in a couple guys. Maybe they're throwing him in with David Andrews because David Andrews is the guy on the line who has the most knowledge. So he's going to turn around and say, yeah, you should give him more reps.
No!
Maybe they're just waiting till the end of the week when they can go into practices next week and it's not in front of the reporters in a meaningful way and have him take snaps with the first line at that point because nobody can report it out. So it doesn't become a big shift. But I think if even that's the case, then that information is going to come out one way or another. It always does.
I would think that if there's some sort of shift that's going on here, you would think there'd be a much bigger difference between the first and second offensive line. We've heard that there's a drop-off, But at left tackle, I don't really know that they're it. You know, I'm not sure that we're seeing that. Otherwise, they'd have a left tackle up top there, and they wouldn't be rotating all these people in and out. Now, the rest of the line, I think, is not terrible. I mean, you look down in the middle anyway, and you got guys there whose names you trust. We talked about all this yesterday, Mego. But I think that eventually, if Drake May is going to be up there, you're going to be entrusting him to whichever line you think is the best at protecting him, because you want to protect your asset. And I think that's just something that they would want to do anyway, unless they're guaranteed for sure it's the redshirt year. Like, if that's 100% the plan and they're not going to deviate from that at all, and even if Brissett gets injured, they'll bring in some other veteran off the scrap heap, and May's just not going to see the field, and that's the way it is, fine. That sucks, but it's a plan, at least. I think right now they're still working through the plan.
Okay. I think they're giving him more. That's what I think, and it's not like full-blown, like, this is a clue that he's starting, but I think they're giving him more and more. We were all up in arms after the first preseason game. Why did he only get one drive? Or one series, rather. Why? And then they gave him more last week, and he looked better last week than he looked the week prior. He has at times looked very good in 7-on-7s, not so good in 11-on-11s. When I said before, why not throw him out there with the top offensive line, you've countered, well, maybe he hasn't shown it. Why would you give it to him if he hasn't shown that he can do it with these backup offensive linemen? So make him check that box. Maybe he has. And maybe they're starting to mix in some starters for him. So I just think it's another indication they're putting more on his plate. That doesn't mean he's going to start week one, but I do think they're starting to throw more and more at him. And I'll just take it at face value. When Jerod Mayo says it's a competition, he could be the week one starter, he may need to blow them away. And he may need to go out and really impress this week at practice and the week after the final preseason game against the Commanders in practice and in the game in the middle. He may need to blow them away. But I think he's closed that gap down to where they're saying, we can put more on this kid's plate, and he's handling it well. That, from the outside looking in, that would be my guess. I don't think they're just throwing random offensive linemen at him 17 days into training camp.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
I don't think it's random. I don't. And so maybe they still want to start Jacoby Brissett. They want to err on the side of caution. That if Drake May comes out and looks terrible, they're all under fire for it. Elliot Wolf, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Robin Glazer, Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt. They're all under fire. You guys didn't have this kid ready. Is he a bust of a pick? And so it just buys them time to start with Jacoby Brissett. But that's not the way I want to run my football team. And that's not what I want to watch. I don't want to watch guys worried about their own job security, their own self-preservation, covering their own ass. I want them to play the best quarterback. And if it's close, I want them to lean in on the guy who's going to be here for hopefully 10 years, not the guy who I hope isn't starting anymore by the end of the month.
I agree with a lot of that. My frustration is that we're at this point in training camp, and there's essentially 2 weeks before you have to prepare for Cincinnati for a real game, and you're giving him two linemen who he gets to experiment with. It's just experiment all you want. The time for that is in college. The pace of the whole development plan should be more flexible, and it feels to me like it's not.
Your plan sucks.
Because they go through training camp, and maybe he hasn't really impressed up until the last week and a half. It certainly looks like from the reports coming out of training camp that he's been stacking together some days, and that's all that you ask for from the rookie quarterback in his development. But so then he gets a third of a starting offensive line. To me, that just doesn't really correlate with the way that you bring along a lot of rookies. And maybe it just comes down to them saying, well, he hasn't earned it. But when's he going to earn it then once the season starts? How does he earn it when the season starts? He's blowing you away with his footwork and the individual stuff he's doing after practice?
No, it's the fans' revolt and the locker room revolt.
Well, that's not earning it,
and
though.
Ownership revolt. It's not earning it, but that's the way it's going to happen. I mean, that's what it's going to be. There's not going to be an opportunity for him if they keep putting Brissett out there. You're right about that. It's going to have to be the court of public opinion that sways this.
I've made this point a million times, but like, you don't have to earn it to be good.
Right.
Josh Allen did not earn it.
But they're telling you that he has
to
earn it.
Okay, I understand. But Josh Allen didn't earn it. Nathan Peterman was so bad week one of Josh Allen's rookie year, they said, screw it, we're playing the kid.
Which can still happen here for sure.
Yes. Justin Herbert didn't earn it. It was crazy circumstances with Tyrod Taylor, but he didn't earn anything. Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the lung, and Herbert had to go play. So I don't think he needs to earn it. Brissett can also lose it. It's not just, talk about not earning it. Brissett hasn't earned squat. You want to talk about earning the job? What's Jacoby Brissett done to earn the job?
He's
not
been
a thing.
Really nice and dependable.
Okay, he's been a losing quarterback every single year of his career. Every time he's played,
he hasn't used any of the public facilities.
True.
Outside of, by the way, do you know the only time Jacoby Brissett didn't have a losing record as a quarterback in the NFL?
I thought you were going to expose the only time he used a public.
No. I am interested
I was like,
in that.
Whoa, Jones finally with some insider info.
That's
here.
Another strike against him, by the way. Like, no wonder he's played on so many teams. He won't use a public restroom.
Oh, is it? 1-1 with the Patriots?
He was 1-1 as a rookie with the Patriots. It's the only time he did. When they played him as a rookie, it's the only time he didn't have a losing record. Now, what year was that again? I don't have it in front of me. 2016. The Patriots were really, really good. So fine, I get it. It's not a perfect analogy, but that's the only time he hasn't had a losing record. He never wins a quarterback competition. He's never won a quarterback competition outside of beating out another career backup, Brian Hoyer, 1 year in Cleveland. That's it. And so what's he done to earn the job?
You know, nothing. What he hasn't done? Broken a bunch of chairs in the studio, Arcan.
I think that time you physically saw it, by the way. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I think you saw the moment that Arcan broke that armrest. But so I don't think Drake May even needs to earn it. Jacoby Brissett can lose it. Jacoby Brissett may already be losing it. And that's why I think they're toying around with this stuff at practice.
Yeah, and it's, again, I mean, Drake May had a good game on Thursday. It wasn't a great game. He wasn't amazing. Like, he had some good throws. He should have had 50 more yards than he had because Baker dropped that pass. But even with that, it wasn't like eye-popping. Not, it wasn't Mac Jones in week two. Mac Jones in week two, eye-popping. But not quite that from Drake May. He was good. He was fine. You looked at him and you thought, okay, if we were sold on a bill of goods that this guy wasn't ready and that his footwork was all wrong and that he was going to be not be able to put one foot in front of the other, that's not true. He was out there. He was making plays. He was moving around in the pocket. He was throwing on the run. He was doing all these things that we were hoping to see. And it was a pretty good product. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good. Jacoby Brissett was bad. I mean, he was not. Like, there was a clear difference there between the two quarterbacks. It's not close.
Arcan's a mess.
Why?
Arcan, you just knocked over a stack of papers next to you. You broke the chair. Like, what's going on with you over there? There's not enough space for you over there? You need to be back over where Jones is sitting?
Maybe. Could be that.
He likes it over there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's like silently.
He's like throwing a little fit.
Yeah. He's silently rebelling over there.
He's like a toddler.
He has as much arm space as me over here.
He broke the chair and he just knocked over.
I didn't break the chair. His chair's been broken for years. The papers, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, they're on.
I'll be honest, I didn't notice that one either. Our listening audience definitely didn't notice it, but I did not see that one.
I'm sure they're very interested in it.
Yes, and so when it comes to what they're putting on his plate, I think, if not to say it's a full blown competition, I think they're putting more in front of him, and he can still win the job. I think he can still win the job. Meanwhile, Greg Bedard, I know, feels very differently. He was on NBC Sports Boston. Here's what he had to say earlier in the week, maybe over the weekend, about where it stands between these two quarterbacks.
Do I think it should be a competition? Yes. Do I think it will be a competition? I don't know. But until Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt put Drake May into practice with the starters, it's lip service. Like, it's not a competition until that happens. And that has not happened for one single snap the entire summer.
Okay. I mean,
Lord,
look,
help me. I agree 100% with Greg Bedard.
Okay, but are they starting to mix and match a little bit with those starters? Like, aren't they starting and beginning to do what he just said? They're beginning to do that.
Yeah, the text line says maybe it's more offensive line related, trying to mix and match there for the benefit of the offensive line. I just don't think there's any reason that you're moving David Andrews down in any situation. He's so clearly a starter.
So to me, there's a little bit of a development there. If you don't think it's a competition, well, let's see. And if he starts week one, I'm going to question if anybody down there knows what they're looking at. That's what I'm going to start questioning, because all I've heard all offseason is that he's not going to start week one. No chance he starts week one. Brissett's been better. He's not working with the one. So help me God, if he actually starts week one, I'm going to wonder if they know what they're looking at.
Well, Jones, wouldn't you allow for the possibility that he's really developed into something over the last few weeks of training camp?
Yeah,
that he looked bad earlier in training camp, but then he started looking better.
I think he is developing, and I think they're putting more on his plate. He said it's not a competition.
Well, he's saying it's not I honestly think he's saying it's not a competition because there's a plan for Jacoby Brissett. And as I said before, I don't think Drake is necessarily competing directly with Jacoby Brissett. I think he's competing with the expectations that the coaching staff and the front office have of him.
I've heard that a lot. I don't love that. He should be competing with the other quarterback on the roster. Like, that's what he should be competing with.
I agree, too. I'm just telling you, that's what it looks like the situation is, because they're so hesitant to move him forward in any kind of meaningful way.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That all sounds well and good when you're 0-0. And Gerard Mayo's never lost a game in the NFL, and Elliott Wolff's never been the GM of a team in the NFL. But when you're 0-4, they're going to expedite that. Like, I'm with Arcan on this. They are going to expedite that plan so much, because it sounds nice when the fans are kind of, sort of getting ready to buy in week one of the year, and you haven't lost yet. When you start stacking losses and Brissett sucks, that's not going to last.
I also think since Thursday, that talk, what you're sort of describing with the beat writers, has died down a lot. I don't think anybody really said, oh, yeah, you know, May is still very far behind Brissett after that game. I think that game was, pardon the expression, a game changer in some ways, just because, you know, you saw him out there doing things that maybe they were dubious about him being able to do in a game setting or in the joint practices or whatever it was. And even if Brissett has better numbers in the 7-on-7s and 11-on-11 drills, which yesterday I think he did, from what we were seeing, it looked like Brissett had a good day at practice yesterday.
I think it
yesterday.
Was like half speed, though.
Brissett hit one big play.
Yeah, that's so, I mean,
it's lip service.
It probably is. But May didn't, I guess, is the point. So, like, that's a better day for Brissett. It'll probably still go up and down like that, but one more game, if they have another game and Mayo decides to treat this game differently than how teams with their set quarterback situation do in the third final game of the preseason, like, you're the Patriots, you're not the Chiefs, you have to treat this differently from them. You don't know who your quarterback is yet, so I expect they're both going to get a lot of reps, and that may be what decides it.
Can somebody do me a favor? Did Josina Anderson, does she have any news on Brandon Ayuk and the Patriots? Does anybody have that?
Hold on.
Efforting.
Ken effort.
I see an aggregated Josina Anderson story here from our guy Savage Sports.
You better not be getting Sports Ball Sack.
I don't think I'm getting Sports Talk Ball Sack, but I'm a little concerned.
Josina Anderson, just a thought, had a conversation with a league source expressing mild surprise today that the Patriots were prepared to offer Brandon Ayuk with a first-year max cash flow figure alone, not the APY, didn't compel the completion of a trade. Alternately, taxes in California were noted in the mental calculation of comparative earnings and lifetime earnings and considerations as well. Anyways, carry on.
What does that mean?
Did she lifetime earnings and considerations?
Hang on. Read the beginning again. Did she start with just a thought?
Yes. Just a thought, colon. Had a conversation with a league source.
What does that mean? Hang on. This is a report? What does that mean? Just a thought. Here's my report. That's odd. Keep going. What is it again?
Had a conversation with a league source expressing mild surprise today that the Patriots were prepared to offer Ayuk with a first-year max cash flow figure alone, didn't compel the completion of a trade. that what the Patriots were prepared to offer didn't compel the completion of a trade. She thought that the offer would be good enough to get the deal done. Alternately, taxes in California noted in the calculation of earnings and lifetime earnings and consideration.
I think I understand. It's you know.
There are a lot of taxes in California, too, aren't there?
No, exactly. I believe.
Ayuk wasn't sold on what the Pats presented.
Well, is that it? No, it says the source expressed surprise that the Patriots were prepared to offer Brandon Ayuk with first-year cash flow figure alone that didn't get it done. I think it's written in an odd way, but I think what he's saying is what they were offering in year one, they're surprised that didn't get it done right away. Am I misinterpreting
exactly.
that?
Right.
Sounds like it.
So it sounds like it was very cash forward.
That's going to bat for the Patriots saying they offered a real job, a real deal. Now I wonder, all right, fine. Maybe it was good in year one. What was it in year two? How much were the total guarantees? Like, what was it? So I am curious about that, but that's a bit of an update, although I'm confused as to what that report, quote unquote, and or thought.
No, it's just a thought.
Even means from Josina Anderson.
I think the thought implies that Ayuk didn't want to come here, period, and was just using this team as leverage and didn't want to come to New England under any circumstances.
The further we get away from it, the more that's hot. He never wanted to leave the Niners. He was just trying to get the Niners to pay him the contract he wants, which he doesn't really have any leverage to do that. Unless he's really willing to hold out and not play in real NFL games and sacrifice game checks and things like that. Unless he's really willing to do that. Really put his money where his mouth is. He doesn't have any leverage. The team could say, yeah, no, you're under contract. Show up. We're going for a Super Bowl this year. You'll get your contract next year. Maybe it'll be from us. Maybe it'll be from somebody else. I think that's what he tried to do at the end of the day. And he used teams like the Patriots. He used teams like the Steelers. He used teams like the Browns to get that done. And it didn't work.
So as you said, she's kind of throwing the Patriots a bone and saying
that's
what they presented is a real contract. Does that work at all?
She's saying it was not about finance, I believe, is what she's saying.
Does it work at all in their favor when they're trying to court T. Higgins or CeeDee Lamb or whoever shakes out next?
No, definitely not.
It wasn't you, New England. We promise it wasn't you.
No, at least you get the idea that they're going to offer you something. Something real?
Did not want to come here.
It's
simple as that.
I don't think, I don't think guys really want to come here, but I think if they overpaid Ridley, they would have got him. And I believe that. And if Ayuk were a free agent, they might have got him too, but he's not. And so, it's a whole combination of things. Like, could they have offered more to the Niners to get the deal done? Could they have offered more? We only know about the first year of the contract offer, apparently, from the Patriots. So what are the real guarantees in there? What's the total guarantees in there? Is it all guaranteed for injury? Like, all these other, bits and details and minutia in the contract. We're now hearing about the first year, and it sounds like it was healthy in the first year. Why aren't we hearing about all 4 years in their offer? Was it not all guaranteed? Did it drop off? Did they want him to do per-game roster bonuses and things like this? So the fact we're getting reporting on the first year tells me that years 2, 3, and 4, maybe not so hot. But that's just my instinct on it. I got to be honest. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this quote-unquote report / thought from Josina Anderson.
I think we now know she is a thought partner with the Patriots.
She is a Patriots thought partner. That's true. You can jump in on this. You can jump in on whether or not it's a real competition. Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, 617-779-7937. I want to get to a story I believe you guys touched on briefly yesterday. Jeff Bezos wants to buy the Celtics. Let's do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.